This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Pope Francis has become known of making some very controversial comments, and after he makes those comments, the Vatican struggles to rectify, justify, explain, put into proper context what the Pope might have said. And this last week, he again continued making some very controversial and incorrect comments, incorrect in light of what the Bible has to say. First, let me talk to you about his comments regarding marriage. On June 17, the Washington Post had this to say. After Pope Francis on Thursday said the great majority of Catholic marriages are religiously null because people don't understand the concept of a lifetime commitment, some prominent traditional Catholics lambasted the pontiff as irresponsible, and that his statement could possibly discourage people from working on their marriage relations. Now, the article goes on to say that Reuters reported Friday that, what's more than a surprise, the Vatican issued an Italian transcript changing Francis' words to say some, instead of the great majority of marriages being void. Edward Peters, a popular canon lawyer, wrote Friday that the Pope's comments were the equivalent of a nuclear winter because they suggest that most people have failed at the most natural of human efforts. Marriage, in Catholic teaching, is a sacrament, an original gift from God to humanity, says the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops website. It is a permanent, faithful, fruitful partnership between one man and one woman. Only a church tribunal can say that a marriage isn't valid because a real bond never existed. One of the reasons church courts may give for annulling a marriage is to say that the parties were unprepared. Now, come on. See, the annulment is something the Catholic Church pretty much accepts as the only reason for a dissolution of marriage, which is not biblical. It is not biblical. There are reasons for divorce and subsequent remarriage, but they are limited. It's not for just about any and no reason, but the annulment concept is one which, of course, does correctly bring out one reason for marriage, but if you have been living a long time together, you can't annul a marriage then 20, 30, whatever years later, saying, oh, well, you know, it was never really a marriage. That all by itself wouldn't fly. And of course, here the Pope is saying the great majority of marriages is null, mit anderen Worten, can be annulled. That's not what the Bible says. A marriage which is bound in front of God. Now, that's important, of course. A marriage which is bound in front of God is for life, and there are only very limited reasons for a dissolution. We have prepared a free booklet, Keys to Happy Marriages and Families, where we talk about when a marriage can be annulled, can be dissolved, and when it cannot be. And so it's very important that you read and compare what we say with the Bible, and not what maybe Pope Francis might have said. But that wasn't it. That wasn't all. On June 21, the Associated Press reported about another very controversial comment. It says Pope Francis is amplifying his opposition to capital punishment, saying it's an offense to life, contradicts God's plan, and serves no purpose for punishment. In a video message to an anti-death penalty congress in Norway, Francis declared, "The commandment, thou shalt not kill, has absolute value and applies both to the innocent and to the guilty." And he goes on to say, "It must not be forgotten that the God-given right to life also belongs to the criminal." Now, that is a very complex issue, and these very general answers by the Pope don't answer the question. It is not true that the command, "You shall not kill," is given because there is this value for life and the right to life to a criminal, a mass murderer who has slaughtered hundreds of innocent people, like those terribly satanic influenced, demonic influenced terrorists. That is absolutely false. That is absolutely not in accordance with Scripture. In the Old Testament, there was a death penalty. In the New Testament, we read that in the book of Romans, governments have the right, if that's what they want to do, to execute somebody. Now, a true Christian should not be part of that execution process, that's for sure. But it's not because of this right of a criminal, a mass murderer, to life. It's because a true Christian shouldn't get involved in the affairs of this world, and that's some of these affairs. But you see, my friends, we got to understand that God is not looking at these things very kindly. Now, in the Old Testament, there were safeguards for the death penalty. In other words, somebody couldn't be executed just because of one testimony of one witness, or there was no witnesses. Today, many people are being found guilty of having committed murder, let's say, based on no testimony by witnesses, but maybe circumstantial evidence. That is not in light of what the Bible says. But the point is this. You cannot make these very blatantly general statements and try to answer very complex issues. We have another booklet prepared about should you fight in war, which goes into the issue of should a Christian fight in war, should a Christian get involved in, let's say, executing, condemning, finding guilty a murderer. I mean, these are the issues we really need to address, not some statements like the criminal has the right to life. No, he doesn't. And if he commits the unpardonable sin, in other words, he refuses to repent after he has understood the truth, God says you don't even have any right to any life, not even permanent eternal life, let alone physical life. So these are the standards we have to go by in accordance with the Bible. And these are the standards we got to uphold as true Christians. And you had better understand what the Bible says about these things and don't listen to someone who claims he knows the truth and doesn't. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.